May the Lord help us to commence the worship of his holy name with hymn number 6. God's ways are just, his counsels wise. No darkness can prevent his eyes. No thought can fly, nor thing can move, unknown to him that sits above. Hymn number 6.
Read together from the Word of God, the Book of Psalms, reading from two Psalms, first Psalm 61, then Psalm 66. Reading together from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 61, then Psalm 66. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle for ever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God for ever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name for ever, that I may daily perform my vows. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honour of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power for ever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidst affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth hath spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. May the Lord bless to us those two portions of his word of truth. May he teach us how to pray. O Lord, do pour forth thy spirit upon us. O do grant that humble, contrite heart, O Lord, at this time. We each come before thy majesty and thy glory, that thou art the true and the living God, the God of the whole earth, and that thou art to be feared, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to prepare us to approach unto thee at this time, to worship at thy feet. O Lord, remove from us the shoes of carnality. Humble us under thy mighty hand, and be pleased to grant, O Lord, that heart, Lord, that feareth thee, and trembleth at thy word. Lord, we have come once more into the means of grace, the worship of thy name. We thank thee, Lord, for the opportunity. O Lord, we do pray that we may each come before thee, Lord, seeking a living portion for our souls. Be pleased to remove our poor hearts from all things that would hinder and distract. The many things, Lord, that we may have been involved with and concerned with this day, or they may have been those proper and lawful things. But, O Lord, we do pray, lift us each above them at this time. May only a precious Christ be revealed and worshipped, we pray thee, in our poor hearts. Draw us each by the cords of thy love, and grant, Lord, unto each one of us that true, sincere heart of worship, and that thou wilt be pleased to look down upon us. Lord, appear in thy presence, according to thy promise, the twos and the threes that gather together in my name. O Lord, we do seek that sweet communion with Father, Son, and Spirit. We seek it, Lord, through our worship. We seek it, Lord, through our prayers. We seek it, Lord, through the reading of Scripture. We seek it truly through thy Spirit. So be our helper, Lord, this evening hour. And be pleased, Lord, to come to each one of us. O Lord, once more we present before thee all the prayers of thy people that have come before thee at this time. O Lord, that they've come with those many needs, many concerns. Lord, do appear unto each one and be pleased to be prayer hearing and prayer answering. We pray thee. We are poor and needy in and of ourselves. O Lord, thou knowest our frame, that we are but dust, Lord. O do come to us, Lord. Lift us up above ourselves. Come to our case. Come to our need as it may arise. O we do trust and pray that we have come this evening hour, Lord, seeking the mercies of the sanctuary, seeking the smilings of thy face, thy favour up on and towards us. And Lord, that thou wilt visit each of our poor souls, we pray thee. And Lord, we come, Lord, waiting upon thee, that thou wilt be pleased to come and do these things for us, and that our time and season spent together may be a good time, a profitable time, Lord, a time of visitation, a time when thou wilt be pleased to bless us with a word in season to our souls, some token for good, that we might bear it with us, that it may support and strengthen our souls, that it may encourage us through our way and path here below, and that it may bring us near to thee, Lord. And that is what we want to feel, Lord, a nearness unto thee. Oh, do, Lord, we pray thee, come to each one of us. We want to be able to leave the courts of thy house, Lord, and say that we have been with Jesus. Do, Lord, we pray thee, come, and to each one of us then, enlarge our souls upon the blessedness of thy person. Reveal and manifest to us again, we pray thee, Lord, all the blessings of salvation. O Lord, all that thou didst come to do, all that thou hast wrought for sinners here below. O do, Lord, draw our poor hearts towards thee. May we see again our great salvation in a suffering Christ upon the cross, in our room and stead. Yes, in the room and stead of sinners, But O thou Lord, who art most holy, and who art most true, and righteous, and just, and good. And yet, Lord, it was for those, the unworthy, the undone and the vile, the wretches, the sinners. O Lord, can we comprehend such great love towards sinners, suffering in their room instead? Lord, if it will be thy will, bless us again and show us again in that sweetness of our pardon and peace through thy sin-atoning blood. We ask it. Oh, it is only thou, Lord, that we are able, Lord, to see and to behold as that one precious before us, and who hath done great things for us. And we pray, Lord, that we shall be often found before thee, Lord, praising and blessing thy name for all the wounds and the bruises and the stripes that thou didst suffer, Lord, for sinners, for that by those stripes we were healed. O Lord, we do pray, bring us then, Lord, to see and to behold thee again and again, a suffering Christ for our soul's salvation. And help us, Lord, to dwell upon thy name, to contemplate, Lord, that salvation even to the uttermost, even to everlasting life. Help us then, Lord, to draw near to thee. Keep our hearts and our minds stayed upon thee at this time, we pray. Grant a teachable spirit, that we might learn and know of thee, and that, Lord, it may be here a little and there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, that we shall be taught at thy gracious hand. O Lord, a word then in season to take with us, and pray, Lord, that thou wilt appear, and in this dark and evil day, Lord, that thou wilt, Lord, come and awaken sinners, Lord. Those, Lord, we do pray, who are blind and in ignorance of the great need of their never-dying immortal souls. O Lord, we do pray, those whom thou hast ordained to eternal life. Oh, may it be such a day in the day in which we live, that thou wilt appear, shine forth with all the glory of the gospel into the souls of sinners, to enlighten them, oh, to show to them their great need before a holy and a righteous God, to be saved and redeemed. Oh, do grant that precious gift of repentance and faith toward Jesus, we pray thee, and pray, Lord, that even this day, that there may be those come forth and that shall be able to say and speak of those things that thou hast done for their souls. Be pleased, Lord, to hear us. Lord, we're journeying forth, Lord. We do not know, Lord, what a day may bring forth. We cannot say that we will see another day, Lord. Thou knowest. We live by faith, Lord, and we entrust our never-dying immortal souls into thine ever-merciful hands, Lord, into the hands of the shepherd that beareth up the sheep, that keepeth them, that preserveth them, but keepeth them so that none shall perish, none shall ever be lost, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord. We do want those further tokens, Lord, in our souls, that it shall be well with us in that day when thou wilt be pleased to remove us from this earthly scene. O Lord, help us then to wait upon thee. Help us, Lord, to seek thee, Lord, that we might be those, Lord, enabled to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. in Christ Jesus. O Lord, be pleased to hear us, Lord, in these solemn matters of eternity that is before us. O Lord, that we might be found of thy sheep, Lord, those sheep whom thou hast been pleased to gather in, that thou didst leave the 99, Lord, to go and seek and to save one lost sheep, Lord. O the 99 that needed no repentance, but, O Lord, to find one lost sheep, to bless with repentance and faith in Jesus is the mercy. And we pray, Lord, then at this day, that we may hear it, Lord, that there has been one here or one there, Lord, whom thou hast gathered in through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, we ask it regarding our families, our children, our children's children, Lord. We bear them up before thee, those that are near and dear to us, those that are connected with us in family worship and also in public worship, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, hear us, if it will be thy gracious will, and be pleased, Lord, to gather in. Gather them, Lord, from the broad way of destruction into the straight and narrow way that leadeth unto life, we pray thee. Lord, grace is thine. Oh, let that grace come, Lord, that grace that is able to save, that grace that is able to pardon crimson sins, that grace that is able to bring a sinner into gospel liberty, that grace that is able to give promises of a life spiritual and life eternal. Oh, do come, Lord, show that grace indeed that is able to bring thy people through their course. We pray thee, we wait upon thee, Lord. Be pleased to hear our prayers and our petitions in respect of these things. And as we gather together, Lord, we commit to thee, Lord, each of those that are unable to gather with us at this time for many and varied reasons. Thou knowest the things, Lord, that detain them. Thou knowest where they are, Lord. Oh, be pleased to visit them, Lord, in thy salvation. Oh, lift up their hearts to thee, Lord, in prayer and praise and thanksgiving. But, Lord, if thou wilt be pleased to draw near to the afflicted, the tried, the tempted, the sick, the infirmed, the fatherless, and the widow. O Lord, do come to them, Lord. O thy promise, Lord, is towards them, that thou wilt not leave them comfortless. I will come unto you. O do, Lord, appear for them. Show to them, Lord, that thou hast borne them up, O Lord, on thine everlasting arms. Oh, that none shall fall through, but each indeed shall be upheld and kept, and show to them, Lord, that thou art the refuge of their souls, that thou art their keeper and their preserver. And, O Lord, grant them thy gracious promises, that I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. So, Lord, lift them up, and we particularly commit to thee Benji and his wife. O Lord, we pray over them, Lord, that thou wilt be with them in and through their affliction. Lord, be pleased to sanctify it to them. Be pleased, Lord, to help them, that they may indeed deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow thee, Lord. Oh, we need grace. We need thy help, the help of thy Spirit, to do these things. But be pleased, Lord, to show to them that thou knowest all about them. Thou art touched with the feeling of their infirmities. In all their afflictions, he was afflicted. And so, Lord, to show mercy, to show pity, to show compassion, O Lord, do appear unto them. and confirm them in their faith, Lord, that faith in Jesus, that one who will never let them down, that one who will never forsake them, that one who has brought them thus far, and that one who will be with them even to their journey's end. O Lord, may they see and behold thee in thy faithfulness, in thy goodness, Lord, and then may it strengthen their hearts, Lord, still to go forward in affliction's path and trials, we pray thee. And we commit to thee this time the dear wife of the chairman of our societies, and do be with Heather, Lord. We prayerfully commit her into thine ever-merciful hands, Lord. Oh, that show to her, Lord, that she is thine, that thou art hers, in ties of blood. Oh, bring her near to thee, Lord, by and through thy Spirit, and say unto her soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, do, Lord, we pray thee, come. Be the comfort, Lord, of her soul. Undertake her whole cause and interest, Lord, we pray thee, and do grant that very gracious submission to thy holy and thy sovereign will in those things that are come upon her. But, oh, we pray, Lord, then be that one who will appear and to thy poor people here below to be the comfort of their souls. Guard and guide them still. Bring them, Lord, to see, Lord, thine ever-watchful eye over them, and that, Lord, they are thine and thou art theirs in ties of blood. We ask it. And be pleased, Lord, to draw near to each one of us that worship here, Lord, and those that are apart from us, but be with us in our homes, be with us in our lives, be with us in all our cares and all our concerns. Lord, help them each to commit all their care into thine ever-merciful hands, for thou carest for them. Do pardon and forgive our every sin, Lord. Oh, do grant, Lord, we pray thee, that true repentance for all our sins, to confess them, Lord, and to draw near to the fountain of thy precious blood for cleansing and healing, and, Lord, to know the blessing of what it is to be a pardoned sinner, a forgiven sinner. O Lord, truly is God's greatest glory in the person of his dearly beloved Son to give forgiveness to sinners. O Lord, help us then to praise and bless thee that there is a glorious remedy, one who came to be the propitiation for our sins, and one who is an advocate for ever, and draweth alongside thy poor people, who come to confess and repent their sins and iniquities. And O, the truth, that thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Be pleased now, Lord, to be with us and draw near to our needs. Be our helper, be the helper of thy servant. Help him to stand forth in thy pulpit in thy name. Let thy servant decrease. Let Christ increase. Let thy servant be nothing. Let Christ be everything to our poor souls. And may thy name alone have all the glory and the praise. And may we each be blessed with a living portion for our souls this evening hour. And we ask it in and through that all-precious name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our next hymn is number 320. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Hymn 320.
Seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the Psalm 61 and reading from verses 4 and 5. Psalm 61, reading from verses 4 and 5. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. David. Truly, he was a man who drew very near to his God. He was a man who loved the ordinances of the Lord's house. He was a man that sought his God for all things needful to him, both in providence and in grace, a praying man, and a man indeed that was a true follower and a disciple of the Lord. He was a man that loved the Lord's house, and this is what I seek, if the Lord will help me, to speak of this evening hour and all the blessings that may arise by and through those that seek to abide in the tabernacle or in the house of the Lord or in his sanctuary or in the courts of his house. And then those will always be ready to seek shelter, a refuge for their souls under the covert of his wings. Dear friends, we live in a day, dear friends, where we need the Lord. We need him always. We do not know, dear friends, what is before us. But what a mercy it is that we have Jesus, that we have someone that we can resort to, someone whom we can go to, someone who cares very much for our never-dying souls. See it, dear friends, in his sufferings upon the cross at Calvary. See how much he cared for thy soul and my soul. Enter a little, if the Spirit will lead and guide thee, into his sufferings. I know that we cannot come into the entirety of them because of the great deliverance that he wrought for us. We do not know the agonies and the blood, but we know, if we have that token for good in our poor souls, that it was for us. And dear friends, what a mercy it is if he would be ready lovingly and longingly to lay down his life for guilty, ruined, wretched sinners, shall he not also care for us thereafter? Oh, a precious Christ that did rise from the dead, now seated at the right hand of the Father. And dear friends, not only to gather in the church today, which he will, and none shall be passed by, it will come to everyone whom his heavenly Father gave to him. None shall be passed by. Oh, may we each have an interest in this, that it is for us that Jesus died. And then, dear friends, he will care for us. He will never leave us, dear friends, to go forth alone. Sometimes, dear friends, we stray. Sometimes we backslide. Sometimes we depart. Oh, our poor hearts, dear friends. But Jesus is still that rock. And our mercy is that we shall always find that all our trust will be found in him, particularly when he recovers us and brings us back to find a resting place under the covert of his wings. Dear friends, whatever commotions, whatever calamities, whatever dangers, we have somewhere, dear friends, to find a resting place for our poor souls. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. It doesn't mean, dear friends, in the full purpose of abiding, in the Lord's house, but at those proper times and seasons, in the gathering together, And what is it, dear friends, that was such a blessing to the soul of David? It was Jesus. One thing have I desired, that shall I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. Well, dear friends, Jesus. You see, it's Jesus in all the scriptures. The church from the beginning of time and shall be to the end of time. And I know I've mentioned it before, probably. Dear friends, the church have never been without Jesus. Isn't that a mercy? You might say, well, what about the days of my unregeneracy? What about the days when I was living to self and living to the world? The eye of Jesus was upon thee, dear friends. If in the purposes of his grace it was thou wast given to Jesus in covenant by God the Father, then, dear friends, you were watched over in your way and path, preserved until that day when the Lord would appear and reveal and manifest himself to you. We have it, dear friends, in Psalm 65. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Oh, wasn't that the blessing? Wasn't that the mercy that came to thy soul and my soul? Why, this one here that was chosen is this one, dear friends, that was loved with an everlasting love. And the whole of the covenant of grace was set down and settled for thy soul, mine. David, when he came to the end of his days, yes, David, with all his faults, his failings, shortcomings, sad departings, and we know the manner of David's life. But oh, he was able to say, when coming to the end of his days, he had much, dear friends, to mourn and to sorrow over. But oh, this truth. Though my heart be not so with God, yet hath he made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. This is all my salvation, all my desire, though he make it not to grow. Dear friends, where was that covenant of grace ordered in all things and sure for David? Well, it was for every one of the Lord's dear people. It was ordered in all things and sure. It said, how could he say that he hath made with me? Well, dear friends, when God gave thy person into the hands of Christ because he loved thee with an everlasting love, there Jesus undertook thy cause and thy interest. He didn't say nay, dear friends. No, he loved thy soul in that same glorious love that God the Father loved thee. And he said, yea, I will undertake their cause. I will mediate for them. I will bring them again, the sinner, unto God the Father. And he did it. He did it in covenant. And there he sealed that covenant. He ratified it by the blood of the everlasting covenant. There was thy safety and security. But oh, to come into the blessing of it, in our experience of it here below, is a great mercy. But what this mercy is here, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. They will all come, because blessed is that man. This is the church. And it means happy is that man. Glorious truth, dear friends. And this will come to pass in the fullness of time. Or have we got any, dear friends, that are seeking? Any that comers, dear friends, that those who feel their lost and ruined state by nature, oh, isn't this the mercy here that is shown to us through the precious cross of Jesus? Blessed is the man who now chooses and causes to approach unto thee. Here is salvation. What a mercy, dear friends. It will be by spirit and power. There will be no mistake, dear friends. The Spirit will convince and convict thee of thy sins. The Holy Spirit knoweth the mind and the will of the Father. And there will be that drawing to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, so that thou wouldest know the blessing and the experience of his everlasting love that he cast upon thee before time began. And he loved thee, dear friends, because he would. And he loved thee, and in loving thee, he spared not his dearly beloved Son, but delivered him up for thee. Can we come into the glory of that truth, dear friends, in our poor souls? He gave his dearly beloved Son, gave him into those wicked hands that did take him and crucify him. Was it our sins, dear friends, that put him upon the cross at Calvary? Blessed is that man whom thou choosest. This man loved, was chosen of God, that he should become one of his peculiar and choice people, and cause us to approach unto thee. Dear friends, it will be a mercy to be one of those approaching unto God through Jesus. It will be approaching unto him, dear friends, at Calvary. Faith in him, trust in him, hope in him, a prisoner of hope coming to the cross of Jesus. And then we may think of the truth and the blessing of that, as it just seemed to come into my mind. But oh, there is a truth, isn't there? It says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Dear friends, what we have here then, that man pardoned and forgiven. And where is the blessing then to that dear man, that he may dwell in thy courts? Well, this is the truth of our text, and I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. This man that is so blessed, this man that has known the blessing of the pardon and the forgiveness of his sins, this man who has been set free by and through the precious blood of Jesus. The Spirit, dear friends, will take of that precious blood of Jesus. It will wash away all thy sins, remove all the guilt from thy conscience, set thee free and give thee gospel liberty. And, dear friends, the courts of the Lord's house will become a different place to what we formerly visited it. We seem to come in a formality. We seem to come in darkness and ignorance of our great need, of our never-dying souls. Dear friends, I'm speaking those things that related to myself also. Yes, there were times and seasons when, yes, I may have had a word, but it soon went from me. Nothing settled. Nothing informed me and showed to me of the great need of my soul. And it's the most precious thing that we have, isn't it? Our souls. Eternity is before us. George Rose said on one of his prayer meeting evenings, The two things are most precious to us, and two things are most needful, because of the two things before us, the need of our never-dying immortal souls and eternity that is before us. And then how sweet the Lord's house will become. Oh, it will be a place, dear friends, to cover all our needs, all our concerns, a place where the Lord will visit, a place where the Lord will come and confirm, a place, dear friends, where the Lord will reveal himself to us, to reveal himself in all the blessedness of his offices and characters that he holds for us, in all his glorious promises towards us, dear friends. Oh, how the Lord will be precious. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. It's really Jesus, isn't it, in the gospel. That is he who we want. That is he, dear friends, who is our great need, the need of our never-dying immortal souls. In Psalm 36, it speaks of another glorious truth, and I believe it's David's psalm. And in verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Dear friends, what it is here that we have, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. He was wanting these great riches, these great blessings for his never-dying immortal soul. He wanted to draw near to his Christ. He wanted to feel that wonderful relationship and union to him. Oh, isn't, dear friend, the Lord's house then, as it may appear to us, it's a different place. It's Christ and his presence, it's Christ and his blessings, Christ and his favours and his mercies towards us. And it says, the fatness of thy house and drink of the river of thy pleasures. What are these rivers of his pleasures, dear friends? Oh, dear friends, to take into our poor souls his everlasting love. To take into our poor souls the glorious truth and of the doctrine of his incarnation and the wonder of it, because he came in a very real and personal way for each one of his people. Unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given, unto you. His incarnation, dear friends, how precious it is. It's personal, isn't it? Because he came on a particular and a single mission. Dear friends, I know that it's for all his people, but in the personality of it, it was for thy soul and my soul. And this is the wonderment. The rivers of his pleasures. And then, dear friends, the doctrine. The doctrine of the work that he came to do. The doctrine of the cross of Christ. Oh, dear friends, that wondrous place where Jesus laid down his life for sinners, guilty sinners, sinners, unworthy sinners. I think of another word just as I'm speaking, and it just comes into my mind, but it says in Psalm 24, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He is pure, he is holy, he is just, he is true, he is righteous. Who is it that can stand before him and be accepted of him? Why, it's the vilest sinner out of hell, dear friends. How is it? It's through Jesus and his cross. See here an awful, sinful Manasseh. See here a 500 pence debtor in all her filth. See here a madman, a legion, you see, he can stand before God and his holy hill. How come? Through Jesus. Through Jesus. Saul of Tarsus, injurious, dear friends, went harming the church, troubling the church, a blasphemer. Then we have the doctrine then of the cross, how it can change the soul, dear friends, how it can renew the sinner. Oh, and then this wonderful truth, the doctrine of a justifying righteousness, that the soul should be made whole and complete and pure before God the Father. And then the glorious truth of adoption, to become God's children. Oh, these are rivers of waters, dear friends, rivers of salvation to our souls. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. Oh, the continued confirmations, the continued blessings for our souls. Then it's all that Jesus is, isn't it? To keep thee and to preserve thee. To keep thee from all dangers, from all enemies. This is the work of Jesus, to do this for us. David was one that was kept and preserved mercifully. Yes, he was a great sinner, and so we shall be brought to see it ourselves. But one of the truths of this word here, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. Oh, it's abiding, dear friends, knowing and in the fullness of it, of that fountain of his precious blood. Why? Why is it that we resort there? Why? Because with Paul we have the body of death, dear friends. We have this wretched heart. We still have that body of sin, body of death, the old man. It will always be a burden and a trouble and a trial to us. How often we might be left to self, left to sin. Yes. But oh, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. The fountain of Christ's blood flows today, dear friends, to cleanse, to heal and to restore. And then the blessing and the truth, I will heal their backslidings and love them freely. Oh, if we known this, dear friends, our backslidings, it may be, dear friends, the times and the seasons where our poor hearts are gathered to all manner of thing. Yes, it's through our own weakness and infirmities, dear friends. We discover how vile and base we are. Sad wanderings of heart, but oh, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. There's mercy here, dear friends. When we've come into so much trouble, soul trouble, sin trouble, we want to draw near to a precious Christ, don't we? And he comes and speaks to us. He comes to us. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And he does. But what a mercy it is to be one coming to him. In that Psalm 65, he says this wonderful truth. He says that they may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. It is when the Lord will come and meet all our needs in his precious gospel. And dear friends, whatever needs we've come with tonight, the Lord is able to meet with them. Is it sin? Is it troubles? Is it trials? Is it, dear friends, afflictions, tribulations? Yes, the Lord has said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh, dear friends, it can settle our poor minds. Oh, it can give us a little gospel rest, dear friends. It can bring us near to him and say that every matter is with him. What a mercy it is that we can leave everything with him. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I don't want to dwell too long on this because I just wanted to speak of the other parts of our text as well. I know that there's several parts to it, but I did think about the 73rd Psalm and that poor man whose heart, dear friends, had gathered to all manner of thing, but he looked at the, he saw and beheld, dear friends, he was envious at the foolish when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. Oh, he said his feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. He'd gone from the Lord. He was probably a man in trials and troubles, and he said they don't seem to have troubles like him. He saw how well they got on and how they prospered, and they seem to go forth, dear friends, and have no concerns and no troubles, you see. And the poor man was overtaken with it. And then he went to the sanctuary of the Lord's house, and he saw their end. And then he saw his own blessed and glorious end, didn't he? He saw a precious Christ. Oh, what a mercy it is. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Have we ever come to that, dear friends? Oh, I've had one or two moments, dear friends, when there's been none but Jesus. Dear friends, none but Jesus. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, how precious Christ can become when he recovers us, when he brings us back, when he brings us to see how rich we are, rich in faith in him, rich in love in him, rich in his word, rich in his gospel, rich in the arms of his love. Oh, dear friends, what a wonderful mercy it is that the Lord can recover. And in the sanctuary of his house, has he ever met thy case and thy need? Has he ever come to thy soul, dear friends? Has he ever brought thee back from ruin, you see, from the ruin of our own hearts? Has he ever gathered thee back? Oh, how precious the Lord is in his house. Perhaps when he's preached and proclaimed, perhaps when the reading of the word or in prayer, the Lord touches our souls. He comes to our needs. He leaves us, dear friends, a token of his love still, just as he showed to Peter when he had greatly fallen. Lovest thou me more than these? Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, dear friends, he brings us back into that glorious union of love and mercy, doesn't he? Oh, he knows how to come to us. He knows how to appear, dear friends. He knows how to settle our poor minds, to bring us into gospel rest. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. And oh, it's Christ, isn't it? And David loved the habitation of the Lord's house and where his honour dwelleth. Dear friends, never cease to come to the Lord's house. There is hope and mercy here for sinners. Oh, he can meet the needs of every one of us. Oh, he shows to us again and again that relationship that he has brought us into through the gospel, espoused unto him. My beloved is mine and I am his. Oh, dear friends, you see, and he brings us into he brings us into his banqueting house, and his banner over us is that of love. Oh, he displays his love here, dear friends. Oh, do we feel it? Does the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings to thy poor soul and mine? Oh, For this is the blessing, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. Well, I have just a little further to say in closing on that point. But here also I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. And this word Selah is put in an appropriate place here. Let us consider, or let us be able to give a little thought and perhaps meditation. David now is brought in his troubles in this psalm. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Let it lead me to the rock that is higher than I. It seems that it may be a psalm when David was again in the wilderness through his son Absalom, who usurped his throne. But because David says in verse 6, thou wilt prolong the king's life. It was in his kingship according to the promise of God. But it appears here, the troubles that overflowed his poor heart. Oh, but here it is. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Dear friends, you've got a hiding place in Jesus for all thy troubles, for all thy sorrows, for all thy cares, for all thy concerns, for all thy needs. Here is a refuge, dear friends. And this rock, dear friends, it never moves. It never changes. It's always there, dear friends. We can come to Jesus. Oh, make no mistake about it. It is always in that place, ready to receive his poor people to him. And oh, this is that place that David sought for. What a mercy it is in all our troubles and all our afflictions and trials here below. Oh, this is a place, dear friends, that David was resorted to, and it is the only place that we have, dear friends. It's in Jesus. It says, I will trust. And then in the margin of that word, it means to make my refuge. My refuge. Is Jesus thy refuge? We haven't got any other, dear friends. We need Jesus to be our refuge. And oh, this wonderful mercy to be found under the covert of his wings. Just as a hen may gather her chicks to protect them against any predators. It may be any bird, dear friends, but how that it will cover its chicks, to defend it, to protect it. A refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. Where is that refuge for a sin-sick sinner? Oh, it's under the fountain of Jesus' precious blood, isn't it? That is our only refuge for a sin-sick soul, a burdened sin-sick soul, a weary soul. It's under the precious fountain of Christ's blood. That is our refuge. Oh, what a mercy it is. I will trust, or I will come forth, make my refuge in the covert of thy wings. And dear friend, it really is everything that Jesus is in the gospel. All his offices and characters that he holds, this is our refuge. He's ready, dear friends, whatever part or circumstance, to take our cause in hand, and we can come to him as our hiding place. We can resort to him. He's that only one that can keep us, and that only one that can preserve us. David came into many troubles and many trials and afflictions here below. But in Psalm 57 verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, till these calamities be overpassed. Resort to Jesus. Don't look at thy troubles, dear friends, and try and see the source of them. and try and sort them out for yourself. They're divinely appointed. But resort to Jesus. Look up to him. What a mercy it is. It is he that performeth all things for me, and many such things are with him. Jesus, our only refuge, he can protect, and he alone can defend. And dear friends, we've got enemies, world, flesh, and devil. And dear friends, they're active, most active, and particularly the roaring lion, still walking about, seeking whom he may devour. And dear friends, he is ready and ready and ready to come into thy poor soul. He is ready to captivate it. He is ready to take thee away from thy God. He was clever at it with David. And dear friends, we can't keep him away from us, but the Lord can. The Lord can. It's a prayer to keep the Satan, the devil, from us. He seeks to overcome. He seeks to devour. And he does come in. And when he comes in, dear friends, we can't get him out. Jesus can. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, and this will be an experience all our days, to find him alone, to protect us and to defend us, to keep us from all evil, to help us to flee from all evil, to depart from sin, the workers of iniquity, to keep us close unto him. But Jesus is able to be our helper. He is able to bring his people through. And he will. That great cloud of witnesses, dear friends, they came through so many troubles, trials and afflictions. They were those, dear friends, yes, they were brought to see and to feel much of their sin, much of the vanity of their lives. They mourned and sorrowed over it. But Jesus was more than conqueror for them. He gave them the victory. They came through. What a mercy it is. Jesus was their conqueror, and he will be ours. But let us take refuge. It's gospel refuge. It's everything that Jesus is to the soul of a poor sinner. This is the refuge that we want, the refuge that we need, the deliverance that we need. But oh, to trust there, and to wait only upon him and look to him. I will trust in the covert of thy wings for my safety, for my care, for my protection. Oh, to be brought to this, dear friend, it will bring us completely away from ourselves. And isn't that a mercy? Some of the Lord's people sometimes say, oh Lord, that I hadn't got to myself. That is a truth, isn't it? Oh, that I hadn't got to myself. Oh, we trouble ourselves, aren't we? We don't seem to be able to come into this confidence of our Lord. We seem to think that we've got answers of all our troubles and trials and afflictions. But dear friends, we've got to be looking away from them and up to Jesus. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, one that can lift me up above my troubles, one that can bring me near to Jesus. my only safety, my only salvation, my only deliverance. We haven't got any other. Day by day, dear friends, now I just quote this because it's just come into my mind, but day by day, let us, dear friends, venture only under the shadow of the wings of the Lord. Boaz says unto Ruth, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. She trusted in her idolatry life at one time, dear friends, but the Lord weaned her and brought her away from self, and her only trust and confidence was now in her God. She was in his hand, under his complete care and keeping. She didn't know what the next day would bring. She was journeying away from her land, idolatrous land, journeying away from her parents. But God was going to be her keeper, and he's our only keeper. Oh, dear friends, what a word that was, under whose wings thou art come to trust. What a wonderful place that she was brought to, dear friends. And it brought her thus far. And this precious word would take her all her journey through and give her a blessed end. Make no mistake about it. Whilst we're found under the covert of his wings. Well, dear friends, may we be brought into the blessing of it. May we seek it. May the Lord help us to commit everything to him, and that we might abide under the shadow of his wing. He knows the end from the beginning in respect of every one of us. May we resort to him who has all wisdom and knowledge to deal with our case and our need. And then he says, for thou, O God, hast heard my vows. You know, when the Lord's people pray, sometimes they make a vow. And David would make a vow. I read that 66th Psalm because if you noticed when we read together the verses 13 and 14, it says, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth have spoken when I was in trouble. You see, he was in trouble. And he'd asked the Lord for deliverance. He'd asked the Lord to be his helper. He'd asked the Lord to deliver him, you see. And he made a vow of what he would do if the Lord would be pleased to show him his mercy. And what is it in general, dear friends, that we may leave a vow? He says, I will praise thee, I will bless thee, I will lift thee up and exalt thee. That is the vow, you see. That is the vow. Let us never forget, dear friends, to come with our praises. Show him, dear friends, our thankful hearts. He has answered our prayers. Yes, make a vow. If thou wilt but do this for me, Lord, I will lift thee up and exalt thee. I will glorify thy name, for thou hast done great things for me. Thou hast heard my prayer. Thou hast come to my case and to my need. I just thought of that Psalm 116. And David said, I will love thee. And this is a vow. I will love thee because thou hast heard my supplications. And dear friends, isn't that a vow? He says, I will love thee because thou hast heard my supplications. He says, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. So as long as David will call upon his Lord, as long as I live, I will love him, because he has heard my supplications. Or do we ever make such a vow as that, dear friends? That is what David is saying, isn't it? Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. And as long as I live and as long as I call upon him, I will love him. Oh dear, may the Lord bring us into the sweetness and the blessedness of it, dear friends. Isn't he worthy of all praise and blessing and adoration? Isn't he worthy, dear friends, that he might be loved through a sincere heart? Isn't it true, dear friends? I know that we might love him, but we can love him because he appears for us as well. He does so many things for us. But it's like a vow, isn't it? Oh, let us be able to make these vows. I just thought of and saw this in respect of Jonah. He said in chapter 2 and verse 9, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. What would be the vow of Jonah? Well, he says, I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Why was this, dear friends? Why had been brought down into the depths, hadn't he? Oh, the Lord brought him down into the bottoms of the mountains, as it were, into the depths. Why? Well, he turned away from the word of the Lord. And it's very solemn, that, isn't it? He turned away from the word of the Lord. He was a servant of the Lord, a minister of the Lord. And he bid him go to Nineveh and to give them repentance, you see. And he went the other way. How solemn that is for a minister of the Lord. But then, dear friends, what will be in his vow? He says, that I have vowed. He says, I believe it was in his vow, then I will do thy will, O Lord. Then I will go to Nineveh, Lord. Then I will preach repentance to them, Lord. I will do as thou hast bidden me, Lord. That would be the vow. In his prayers, in the depths, dear friends. Well, dear friends, this is the vow. And then this wonderful truth. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Just those that fear my name first. You know, it's those, dear, it's the whole worship of our God, isn't it? The whole worship of our God. That is that fear, reverential fear. All that he is to us, all that he has done for us and wrought for us by way of salvation. That very blessing of being in wonderful union and fellowship with him. A reverential fear, acknowledging him to be our God and our Father through Jesus Christ. And that fear in our hearts, dear friends, to properly serve him and follow him and keep his word and his sayings in our hearts. This, dear friends, you see, if ye love me, keep my commandments, you see, is the wonderful truth. And the fear of the Lord will enable us to keep his commandments, you see. It's a holy reverential fear, a holy affection put into our souls, dear friends, by and through the Holy Spirit. and it holds us to God. It holds us to that true worship of his name. It holds us to be true disciples and followers of him, and it helps and enables us purely to keep his word and his sayings in our hearts and to do them. To do them, not just to hear them, dear friends, to be hearers, but doers of his word also. This, the fear of the Lord, dear friends, it will keep us unto him, close to him, true followers of him, true worshippers of his name, is the truth. This fear of the Lord, may it be in each of our hearts. It's a grace of the Spirit, Lord, dear friends, that the Lord gives to his people. It will enable us to stand fast to him. It will hold us to him as our covenant God, dear friends, in true worship. But then this truth, thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. This heritage is a possession. And connect it with the first words, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. It doesn't mean, dear friends, it means the length of his days. But dear friends, when we come to the end of our days, what have we got, dear friends? Why, we've got an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Oh, that is where we shall see Jesus. That is where we shall behold him and see him as he is. Our eyes shall see the King in his beauty. You see, faith will be turned into sight, dear friends, and we shall behold, and this is the heritage of those that fear him. This is the heritage of those that become seekers of him. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. This is the ultimate blessing of salvation. It is salvation to the uttermost, even eternal, everlasting life. Oh, this is the inheritance, and it awaiteth for each and every one of the Lord's dear people. I go to prepare a place for you. Ah, this is the wonderful word of the dear Lord Jesus. Let us hear it and let us receive it by faith in our hearts. It is prepared, it is waiting. Hath given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. And dear friends, isn't this the ultimate blessing? It's this salvation full and free in Jesus. And I just close in these words, because we have one here, dear friends, in the Gospels, who was so blessed with the token of it in his poor soul. And you might know who I'm going to speak of, that dying thief. Oh, dear friends, see the blessing. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. The man had been brought to see and feel his sins, his wicked life. He was a transgressor. Oh, Jesus, dear friends, he is one indeed that suffered. The just justice of God. The wonderful truth that he fulfilled the law of God for this dear man by suffering for him. And this wonderful truth, the great deliverance. And Jesus, he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, verily, I say, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Oh, he saw and beheld, dear friends, the wonderful truth that there was a place for him, paradise, heaven and glory. And thou shalt be with me. Think of those spirits of just men made perfect, dear friends. They're all in pure joy and happiness and peace. Oh, this is the wondrous truth of the gospel. They're those that shall find complete enjoyment forevermore. Oh, what a mercy it is, dear friends. Those that come to heaven and glory. David had the confirmation of this. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. It's the promise from Jesus. Isn't it through the covenant that was made in all things and sure for David, and so for every one of his dear people? I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Philip Warren will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Hadley will, God willing, preach on Tuesday evening, as Mr. Tim Parrish is still sorely afflicted and cannot come. And on Tuesday evening next week, we hope to hold a collection for the free Bibles which have been distributed from the front of the chapel. Our closing hymn is 117. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. Hymn 117.
is to own and bless our worship this evening, our. May thy name alone have all the glory and the praise. Pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us each to our homes in peace and safety. May we each know what it is to dwell in thy tabernacle for ever. Oh, be pleased to appear for us. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.